Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Uh-oh.
Bad boys.
All right, welcome back. Midday show. Now, look, we try to be pretty transparent with the audience. We got things going on around here. And I don't know how this works. We've had our share of run-ins where, the boss has got to tell us to calm down.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll get text messages from people telling you to calm down.
I've had Twitter beef. I've gotten in trouble for.
Yeah, I mean, this happens.
I had to tone it down.
But I don't know if it's ever happened where it's Odyssey on Odyssey crime. And potentially, now we're talking through whether or not to get the lawyers involved. All I know is this. Hugh, you've kind of trademarked a special thing that you do on the show.
Yes.
Which is you recklessly speculate.
Recklessly speculating.
Yeah, so that's your thing. I mean, that's been your thing for years.
You almost stumbled right over that one.
Your own thing, yeah.
Yeah, my own.
But that...
I hate the fact that you know being around me so long, you can tell what I'm about to screw.
They don't call you a professional broadcaster for no reason.
I am a professional.
That's right. Regardless or not, if people believe that, you have coined reckless speculation. And it's caused a lot of, I think, good radio, but also, some people, they're upset at times. Okay, so that happens, and that's your thing. But it sounds like not everyone realizes this is your thing, because listen to this. This is 92.3 The Fan. This is a sister station of ours out in Cleveland, an Odyssey station. Listen to what they were doing this morning.
What's going on
with that?
Wait a second. Are we in Chagrin Falls?
Reckless speculation.
Oh, they got a sounder.
I know. It's a pretty good sounder.
Wait a minute. Where's Battle? We need to do something about that, man.
Are you accusing Battle? Battle?
No, I'm not saying it was Battle.
Is Battle doing work for Cleveland?
No, I'm not saying it was, but why don't we have a sounder? I've been recklessly speculating for years.
Yeah. And he was calling Battle to the stand.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, no, I mean, not in an aggressive way that my tone would suggest, but I'm just like, they got a sounder.
So, two things. Ew. One, I can't believe they have a sounder and we don't. Two, we could just ask him to make one and he'll do it for us.
Yeah.
So that we probably should have done that off the air. But that's okay.
Now I called him out on the air.
Now you call him out on the air. When all we have to do is politely ask and he'll make
it. Our relationship has probably officially changed.
So, but here's the question. Should we take legal action against Cleveland?
No, you know what we need to
do? The whole city.
You know what we need to do? I got people in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Just say the word. I'll call up there and be like, hey, man, y'all need to stop doing that. No, I mean, not
that. Now legal action's going to be against you.
No, I'm saying in a nice way. Just tell them.
You are threatening.
Just let's call them. Y'all they on the phone? I mean, let's call them and be like, hey, man, y'all need to stop doing that.
You want to give those guys a call?
Yeah, just give them a call and be like, hey, man, y'all need to stop that.
Get them on the horn?
Respectfully.
Now, there is a possibility of something. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying it's a possibility. There is the off chance that you stole their bit, that they started this first.
That's not possible.
Okay.
That's not.
I'm just trying to workshop all the different possibilities.
Possible. Nope.
Not at all.
Yeah. Nope. That one's we're dismissing that. Not admissible as evidence.
We're not. So we set trains around.
What are we asking from them? Cease and desist? We want damages?
No, yeah, monetary damages? We want them removed from the air.
Okay. So
that's pretty strong.
Yeah.
They are from Ohio, though.
Oh, are you going to go soft on them because they're from your home state?
I'm from Ohio. Yeah. Cleveland ain't that far away from the house.
And look what they did to one of their own. They took your bit and destroyed
it. They did.
That's true.
Yeah.
They stepped on your toes first, buddy.
No respect.
Maybe we should just call them and tell them, hey, you know what? Next time, ask. before you do that.
Is this a phone call, sternly worded email? Do we get Rod on it? Rod Lincoln?
No, we need to make a phone call. We need to call them and say, what are you guys doing?
Okay.
Like, what are you doing?
We might need to go down there.
Want to take a ride out to Cleveland?
I'm going to Cleveland next week.
Oh, well, you stop by. Stop by the station.
And knock on the door and be like, don't you know who I am?
Are you going to take that, Hugh?
I gotta be honest.
I like how Kyle tried
if you
to
go knock on the door. If you go knock on the door angry, they might drop it and never do it again.
You know what? That would not be right, man. Because I'm trying to put that behind me.
Well, you gotta defend the show because they're stealing your.
I mean, that's stealing a bit, but they got the sounder though.
What's going on with that? Wait a second. Are we in Chagrin Falls?
Reckless speculation.
I wouldn't have done the horn.
Yeah.
Because that's a little cheesy.
The air horn is a little cheesy.
The horn is cheesy, but the reckless speculation, I like that.
It is crazy that it's verbatim.
I know. So here's what I want them to never use it again, to give us the sounder without the horns and a written apology.
Okay.
That you're asking for a lot.
Yeah, a written apology. And I want the host to read it on the air.
We need to call them. I mean, what y'all doing?
I just am asking for a written apology. It's not that big of a deal. Yep. All right.
And we want the sounder.
Yeah. We want the sounder, a written apology. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Like, it's Cleveland. Do we let them have it? That city needs a win.
They got Dylan Gabriel starting on Sunday. They're fine.
Mm. Now, see, Kyle's starting to feel bad for Cleveland. They did used to call Cleveland a mistake on the lake.
Damn. I didn't know that.
That's what they call it, the mistake on the lake.
Well, if it wasn't for LeBron, I mean, it's the saddest sports town.
I mean, that's what they, yeah.
For like 60 years.
That was kind of where I'm coming from.
But does that mean Hugh can't recklessly speculate anymore if we give it to them?
We will allow them to have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Flattery, yeah.
That is true. All right.
And between that and the awesome take that I had
Let's not get insane now.
Which one is that?
You know what I'm starting to become? You know what? You know what's starting to happen right before our eyes?
Got it.
I'm going to be at some point, I'm going to be on the Wall of Fame here.
Oh, you're calling your shot?
I'm going to be, well, it's the both of us. We're both going, but we're going to be on the Wall of Fame. We're going to the Wall of Fame. We're going to be up there with Angelo Cotati, Joe Wechter, and what's that other guy's name that's on the thing? Glenn McNamara. No, I was just kidding.
Who? Who's that? No, of course, Glenn's a Hall of Fame.
More likely to be featured in a very long HR email sent out to the company.
That has happened before.
I think it's worth.
Subject line: Hugh Douglas.
It is worth a poll. Is Hugh Douglas a future WIP Hall of Famer?
WIP Hall of Famer.
You know what? Hold on a second. I got to say.
What's that?
If you make the WIP Hall of Fame, which
we'll probably make it together.
I'd love to be inducted together in the Hall of Fame. Means we get to be around here for a while, right?
You
got to be here a while to get in the Hall of Fame. But wait a second.
What?
Now I'm workshopping this. If you make the WIP Hall of Fame, specifically you're already in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
You will then have to go in the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame.
At some point.
I mean, you become one of the premier Philadelphians ever.
Wasn't Hugh up for that recently?
I was. I don't think I made it. Did I make it?
I would think you would know if you made it.
At some point, would Hugh Somebody then be the you. Only person that has all these honors? I mean, look, I love Ike
Most
and I love
Rich. Man
oh, no, but
in
I think Ike's no, going into the WIP.
Ike's going to be in the WIP Hall of Fame. Yeah. No, but I mean, I love Ike and I love Richie. They're not in the Eagles Hall of Fame,
mm-mm.
Right? You'd have this rare thing where you get to have both.
As a broadcaster
and a player.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Now, the question is, the longer you stick around here and have takes on A.J. Brown, the more likely you're to be removed from the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they're going to get rid of me.
WIP, you put him on the wall. We're taking him out. Scott isn't stopped.
Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Give us that jacket back. All right. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, good afternoon.
A little late.
Where you been?
Got things
hitting
to do.
In the nine hole today.
Oh, you're playing golf. That's a golf reference, right?
Nine
hole is the nine hitter in the batting order.
I thought you meant the nine hole, like the ninth hole.
There is the ninth hole in the golf, but that's the middle.
One of these days, you'll see
it. No, because when he said it, I thought, it was.
You know, maybe if you weren't hell diving last night.
I'm hell diving as soon as we get home. Hell diving.
The middle of the order would be. What are you doing to us?
What? Okay.
Are you done?
Hey, I'm done. What's up, man?
So first off, I agree. We got to put Bobby Lincoln on this bit thing.
Bobby Lincoln.
Bobby Lincoln.
And then, you know, as far as anti-Douglas, you know, anti-pledge Douglas today, telling us to have faith in their NOLA, like, wow. Joe, why is it that I feel like we're being set up for some sort of, like, disturbed Douglas agenda here? Like,
what's my agenda?
You always have an agenda.
It would be great to have another parade. When we had a parade, like in September.
Let me start to get a little worried. When would the Phillies parade be?
Yeah,
November, early November.
That's what I meant. That's what. See, wait a minute. You automatically thought I meant the Super Bowl. No, I'm talking about the Phillies parade.
Getting concerned.
You know, they might as well etch that plaque now for the Hall of Fame. It won't be long now.
In memoriam.
He had a nice run. Then he just lost it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's senior citizen Douglas like catch his breath over here. Guys, please allow me a minute to cook here, if I may. Men, we're not playing around. This year, it's time to walk the talk for the Fightin' Phils. And, you know, we've seen a year where the team has changed its mentality and approach, and that was evident from pitch one of this season. The daycare was closed. Garrett Vibes Stubbs was sent down to the minors. You know, the batting approach changed. The team pulled together a bunch of major deficiencies and turned them into a strength, which was most evident by our outfield down the stretch. However, it wasn't all sunshine and roses. We lost the GOAT Wheeler for the season. Turner pulled a hammy. Sosa busted his groin. And what did they do? What did they do, guys? They won. They clinched the second seed and finished as one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball. And you know what, Kyle? You know what to do.
Oh man, you might want to restart that.
Yay. Kyle, you know what to do.
I'm gonna have a little high pitch.
Quiet, Douglas. We finally the first. Time. This is it, man. We have come. We've arrived. The greatest month in Philadelphia is here. It's Red October. The bank will be rocking. We're all in. Everything's set on red. There's no holding back. No second chances. The fan base. Stop talking. The Phillies and the Phillies have burned the boat.
There's no turning back. There's no more running back. There is no more tomorrow. The sun will not shine again. There is only today. We're going to show everyone. We're going to take our trophy back. Reach the pole. Fly Patterson Ave and Citizens Bankway in a sea of Philly. Run! This year, destiny will be fulfilled. History will be made. Legacy will be secured. Everything will be right. Ring the damn bell. Let's bring it home. It's when October. It's Philly time. It's our destiny. It's time to bring our trophy home and show the world we are the best damn city in the entire world. Let's have the fight. Red October!
That was it.
He recovered from the voice crack, I will say. I didn't know he'd have a...
Did he faint, though? That just kind of abruptly stopped.
That was pretty tough to overcome. We're going to have to hear that one again.
I know.
It's like he fainted.
All right, I'm going to...
I hope he's okay.
I'm going to offer everyone a little piece of advice this week. Between Aaron's tough week, I mean, it's been a brutal week for Aaron. What happened to Chris there? Everyone's got to buckle down and get ready the next couple days.
This is Hugh's fault for hell diving. He set
mean?
The tone.
I know. No, I need everyone locked in. I need everyone's blood pressure to an appropriate level. I need everyone's voice ready to go. We got the Red October rally, the Red on Friday, live at Stateside, 10 a to 6 p Stateside Live, which is the new Xfinity Live, Hugh, down at the South Philly Sports Complex.
That's going to be a parquet.
Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. John Middleton going to be live at 3 p.m. with the afternoon show. We have some big guests lined up. It's going to be a great day. But I need everyone the next couple days, just take a deep breath and prepare yourself for what should be, and I believe will be, the next 3.5 weeks of intensity. Because right now I'm sensing everyone's a little on edge. Hugh's in wherever world he's in, talking about the Reds winning games. I got Kyle over here who's
winning tonight.
They're not. Kyle's scared. And we got a lot going on. But I need everyone to lock in because that was a good job by Chris, but I thought we were going to lose him before it started.
Yeah, he kind of.
And then Aaron, I mean, what the hell was that earlier?
You know what the unfortunate thing about it is? Because both of those guys are in my age demographic.
Yeah.
And they kind of fell kind of short at the beginning.
Yeah. Is your mortality coming back into
focus? No, I'm just saying. I just thought about that. I'm like, damn, we all, you know, we kind of in the same demographic.
Do you remember what Rondé Barber told you last week? You guys
we aging out.
Aging out.
Hey, listen, that stuck with me because that's the reality. You know, when you go play, it's like, now, when did you play? When you get hit with the when did you play? Oh, no, you're getting old, dog.
What decade was that?
They say, wait a minute. Did you play with Seth? No, I did not.
The kids don't know who you are, man. No shame. We got to remind them.
No clue.
No clue.
All right, let's go to Shy in Westchester, and then we'll hear from you people today. What's up, Shy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Shy, what's up?
What's it called? First of all, excited for the postseason, without a doubt. I think it'll fall in the bullpen, you know. Our weakest link in there is Kirkering, which isn't great, but I think we'll find his groove. But my main thing is, if I have to hear Dancing on My Own again this year, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind. I think it's the worst song. It doesn't work. I'm tired of seeing Stubbs dancing in the locker room. But other than that, high hopes for this team. They are the favorite for a reason, I believe.
I agree with that, Shy. Even without Wheeler, they deserve to be the favorite.
Shy.
Beef with
Stubbs? Yo, Shy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem with this song. I like it.
Well, you're a Stubbs guy.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to dance to it, but I mean, it's nice. It's nice.
All right. Here's where I'm at on this. Do we actually think they're not going to play it if they move on and beat the Dodgers?
Oh, they're definitely going to play it.
Of course they're going to play it. This is their song. This is what they do. I just expect that if they when let's put the win out there when they beat the Dodgers in the
when
LDS
when they beat the Dodgers
when
I
they
like
beat
that.
The Dodgers and they get to the LCS they're going to celebrate, they're going to go nuts, and they're going to play the song. I mean, it's going to be part of the rotation. It's what they do. I expect it. I'd be surprised they didn't. All right, can we get to you people? Did I see what they're up to?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
We have a lot of potential drops that came up on the show today.
Okay.
Including two from just disastrous performances by a couple callers. But we might want to think before we start laughing at these guys, because we've had issues of our own, similar ones, on the show. Yeah. So we'll get to all that a little bit later on. First, though, all caps, I have had it with you dopes. And that this was within the first 2 minutes.
You'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
You'll be back.
We love you. Thank you for listening and watching.
You'll be back.
Yep. Joe Giglio is extra bright today, burning a hole in my eyes.
I got to be honest. I thought we had two good days with the lights. Today's not a good day.
To the point
where I have a migraine because it's been shining in my eyes.
The lighting police, though, they're on top of that, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
The lighting police.
There's a lot. Yeah, I just.
You turned 39 and now you're starting to get migraines from the
light. The light is bothering me today.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I can imagine how shiny it is because my head
too.
Hurts.
You too.
Yeah.
Our combined age is
getting close to 100. I did the math on this yesterday.
Yeah, we up there.
Hey, Joe, you are not the manager of the Phillies. Pipe down.
I mean, but Captain Obvious.
Aren't I a fan like you are?
Yeah,
aren't we all? Don't we all have opinions of what should happen?
Well,
only Rob Thompson's opinion matters? Then I don't want to hear you complain.
You're not the manager.
All right, I don't want to hear you complain if this doesn't work.
Okay, pipe
I told
down.
You it's on.
I'm
not going to pipe down.
Pipe down.
If this doesn't, if Nola gets
pipe
a start.
Pipe down is underrated.
Yeah,
pipe down is underused.
Yep.
I'll just use that next time you back Nola for a start.
Pipe down, Joe.
Why don't you pipe down over there?
All right. Not sure what this is really in reference to. Mm-hmm. Kyle needs to face the music. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's kind of ominous.
Yeah, it is ominous.
What music am I facing?
I don't know. Is it about, who could it be about? Quarterback?
I don't know.
Receiver? Saquon?
Yeah.
About Hugh?
Oh, that's coming. Give it another week.
What, the quarterback music?
Oh, yeah. Well, the quarterback, the we played Denver. Denver got a pretty good defense.
They do. They get a lot of pressure.
We're going to see why that thing check out.
That was a nervous laugh.
No, I'm just saying.
I heard it, too.
We're going to see how that work out. Bo Nix look like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Bo Nix, like, he can play.
All right. Get the bald one out of here. That could be either of you two.
All right.
Oh, he talking about me. You see that hair. Look at that. You see it.
Yeah, I see that cul-de-sac.
It is a big old bald spot. We're about to cut that out today.
Yep.
It's a wrap.
Yeah,
Come on home.
Speaking of, apparently my forehead's shining too today. Okay. So yeah.
They've changed the lights.
We are a shiny show.
It's a little brighter here today.
We're
a shiny show.
It hurts.
Yep.
Yeah, yep.
You clowns want Travis Fulgham instead of AJ, I guess.
Who?
That's a deep cut right there. Travis Fulgham had one good month. And people thought he was good, and then he just fell off.
Are you talking about when he was here? Yeah, I remember that, because somebody was talking, he's the hottest receiver in training camp.
What was that, October 2020? I think it was something like that.
It was 2020.
2020. October, I think it was.
Carson Wentz here, yeah.
Yeah, it was, okay. Fulgham. Yep. And then he washed out of the league very quickly.
It's a good run, though.
It was.
Tired of running AJ out of town, so you moved on to Saquon. Despicable.
I seriously don't know what people hear. I really don't.
Are you surprised Saquon Barkley, who's a great player, isn't having a great start to the season? Yes or no? How is that running Saquon Barkley? I actually think it's a bit when people say that at this point. No one believes anyone's being run out of town.
When was the
last athlete that we ran out of town that didn't run themselves out of town? Ben Simmons? No, that was his fault. Carson Wentz? No, he sucked. That was his fault.
Nope.
They run themselves out of town.
We are running them out of town.
Mm.
Yep. Is that Hugh Douglas? Legend.
Wow.
A positive one today.
Wow.
That's surprising.
How's that feel? Better?
That's weird. It's a little, like,
lately, they've been disappointed.
Yeah, lately. That's a little weird.
I figured you could use that win.
Yeah. You say that? Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
Yep. Damn, Hugh. Shaking my head.
Nah.
I feel the same way.
That's evergreen.
That was probably around the time you lowered the bar for Harper or said roll Nola out there with a 6-year ERA.
Probably.
Yes. You were on a roll.
Yeah. I might not make it through October. Just
we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
We're going to be fine.
Hey, Hugh, you need a wipe to get rid of all the bull crap.
It's
really weak, but I do appreciate
it.
In fact, they're coming after you for your bull crap today. They're tired of it. Hugh Douglas is hallucinating.
Agreed.
That has happened before, but not today.
Wow. Hugh just thinks this is all one big joke, huh? Well, guess what? The real joke is you.
It is kind of one big joke.
Though, well, it depends on what we're talking about.
Man, it's like, I mean, it's it's a joke.
Yeah. The real joke. Some stuff is more jokes than others. I mean, lowering the bar for Bryce Harper's October.
Well,
that's
a
joke.
I didn't lower the bar. I just said you're asking him to be like extraordinary. And I was like, I don't think he needs to be that. That's all.
He is extraordinary, and he needs to be.
Okay. All right. A couple of quick drops before we get to the real meat and potatoes here. Mm-hmm. This one from Chris Long, which I think you would appreciate.
Really banged up right now.
Banged up, getting banged
up. That's going to be a good one for us.
That is going to be a good one.
And then a gem from Hugh earlier that, I mean, that put his entire opening rant to a halt here.
And I've seen a lot of penetration.
and that was the moment we lost Hugh Douglas today.
You know what? We're so because y'all are so childish. It was like when I said it, how you just had that stream of consciousness moment. You're like, oh, that was funny.
at the risk of completely losing
Joe and I kept it professional. Yeah.
At the risk of not being able to finish this show, if you add that one to the old cut of Hugh talking about Embiid and not taking him off the court in that playoff game, we really have created something.
I would have rolled him until he told me no. And slather Vaseline on me. I've seen a lot of penetration. I am a professional.
Those are all your voice.
Hey, I have my moments, but for the most part.
Like I told you earlier, you got to go home, look in the mirror, and say you are professional.
I am a professional. I can't believe I'm a professional.
Yep. All right. What do we like first here, Chris or Aaron?
I kind of want to hear Aaron.
Let's go
you
with
want Aaron
yeah.
first. All right.
Typical. Let's get conservative. We got to win this game. We're up a certain amount of points. In the Rams game, the special teams put us in situations where our average starting position. The special teams put us in situations where our average starting position.
That's a tough one to recover from.
Yep. Yeah.
Especially when you're talking.
Well, and you would know from experience, you. When you talk.
I walk right into that one.
I just hope someone was around to give Aaron the Heimlich because that sounded bad.
Yeah, them things hurt too.
The special teams put us in situations where our average starting position.
Yep.
All right. Then we had Chris.
And then Chris. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know what? Kyle, you know what to do.
Is that the best one since Sammy?
It might be. It might be.
Somebody kicked him in the groin. Yeah. Right?
You know what? Kyle, you know what to do.
But once again, humble yourself.
Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth it. A long-term deal. It's important to humble ourselves around here. It's important to remember where we came from.
You never should forget.
Yeah. And you know what? Kyle, you know what to do.
The fact that Kyle left him hanging because he was too busy cutting
I had to let that one breathe. Immediately went to the computer.
Everyone, take a deep breath. We got a big October in front of us. Today was brutal. Ooh. I mean, today
we're going to go get a nice little shot of bourbon and let your voice rest and get ready for the weekend.
And you know what? Kyle, you know what to do.
All right, that's it for us. Don't forget Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with the juicy Week 5 matchup between the Broncos and Eagles. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, afternoon show coming up next. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. We have the Red October Rally coming on Friday. Full day of playoff baseball. You sticking to your prediction? Are the Reds winning tonight?
Yeah. I'm picking the Reds.
You guarantee it?
I got a parlette.
You guarantee it?
Guaranteed.
Oh, my goodness
Where's
gracious.
Where's my music? Wait a minute, y'all don't believe me?
No,
okay, that's
no.
All right, because when I hit this parlay, don't ask for no money.
Again, there's plenty of charities to donate the money to. All right, afternoon show next, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.